All right, we're live at EXT, Local 518. Josh Klevenstein is here. Josh, thank you for stopping by.
Well, thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
We stumbled across each other because I noticed Christopher Shaw had posted about you out at a place that he was at singing a song, and it ended up you were singing one of his songs.
Yep, more than a few.
Josh, tell me, how do you know Chris?
Oh, man, me and Chris go back a ways. I mean, the first time I heard of him, I couldn't even talk it. I was still on the car seat. My folks had his Adirondack album. They used to play that in the van. We go camping up north and like Moffett Beach area in the Adirondacks. They tell me that when they'd play that in the car, I get all wild-eyed and bouncy in the seat. So I guess I liked it. Back around 2009 or so, we saw his Mountain Snow Mistletoe show. Talked to him a little bit there. Talked to him a couple weeks later at a Cafe Lena show. Yeah, I was playing some old music at the time with bands or an artist you liked. He told me he liked them, no matter how big or small they were. And you know, Chris is kind of a big deal. You know, so yeah. Went up and told him I loved his stuff and listened to him forever and got the talk and came up that I was attempting to play some of his stuff on guitar. And he said if I had any trouble to give him a call, the number on his website was the one that rang in the coffee table. And sure enough, it was. And I called him one day. This is back when video chatting really wasn't the streamlined art that it was now. I had a Mac and he had a PC and didn't work out so good back then. Video chat, we tried to do to have him teach me a song, didn't work. He said, what are you doing tomorrow? I said, nothing. So I went over to his house for breakfast and picking lasted an hour or two. And we talked for hours after that, just really a friendship was born, and one that really goes beyond music. Like, yeah, he was a huge inspiration and gave me a lot of direction on guitar, an instrument that was at that point a backup to drums, my main instrument. A friendship that went beyond just him giving me direction on guitar and helped each other through some tough times. My tough times, his tough times. Even now he's retired and stuff. You know, he came out to a gig of mine the other night and yeah, he walked right as I was playing one of his songs. I can't tell if there was a tear because it was terrible or because it meant something to him. Probably a little bit of both, but yeah, man, Chris is a good guy and he's a darn good friend of mine.
That's great. That's great. Now, Josh, you have a day job.
Yeah, I do. And a night
tell
job.
Tell me what you and a night job. Yeah, tell me about these days and nights that you have. You're driving truck?
Yeah. So I drive an 18-wheeler. It's a heck of a way of life. Well, I'm about 2 years into it, so I'm definitely a rookie still. I think they stopped learning in that line of work. You turn your keys in. But yeah, 2 years into it, Monday through Friday, I'm out on the road. I'm pretty lucky as truck drivers go. I'm on a dedicated route that pulls out of Gilderland. I pull farm animal feed to tractor supplies all over the Northeast. So, you know, I get the occasional evening home during the week. My fiance gets to see me. Weekends I'm home, so not an awful lot of time to sit and pursue the music like I'd like to. You don't have a lot of time. The hobbies that matter the most are the ones that rise to the top, so I still find myself doing music and a little bit of biking and snowboarding here and there, but that's about it.
Now, when you're out on the road, do you have time to play the guitar a little bit?
Very limited. Our really work day starts Monday at 4:00 a.m. and ends whenever I get home on Friday. We work 14 hours a day. 11 of that's driving. Those 14 hours are over. You have 10 hours where you got to do it all over again. 8 hours of that goes to sleep. So that leaves 2 hours left over. About half an hour of that is walking my 15-year-old lab. He's slower than dirt. And so there's about maybe a 20-minute pocket in there to practice guitar. And I try to get that every day, as well as jogging and stuff. So there's not a lot, but I do make do with what I can. It's led me to having the chance to play some music regularly. Yeah, the job's a pretty big part of my life, but you know, I'm blessed to have it. It's a good way to make a decent living and provide a decent way of life for my fiance and I. Yeah, I'm blessed for it, man. It's not what I went to school for. It's not what I thought I'd be doing when I was younger. It's where I'm at in this day and age. I'm lucky to have a job that provides.
So Josh, what would you like to play for us first?
Well, I'm going to do an original that I wrote back in 2011. And actually, ironically enough, I wrote this long before I started playing solo stuff out and about. It's actually called Across the Street is the name of the song. And it winds up that that's where I play a regular gig nowadays. And for the record, I showed him the set list after he agreed to have me play a gig. So this wasn't a gig nutter by any stretch of the imagination.
Josh Klevenstein, live at EXT.
Seems like yesterday, saddle where you are now, wondering how your world will carry on, starving for answers to the questions that you are just too scared to who asks. Cause I remember the vow I'd made on any of those night drives. But they ran from sunset to sunrise. Lord, don't let this be for nothing. Help me help someone, but I never guessed who I'd be helping. But now there's a reason for those eyes as the tears well up your eyes tonight. Thought I'd help a drifter in need, swap stories over whiskey at the bar, raising a glass to the ones that we meet somewhere down the road. Skipping them back with a scared smile, embracing the unknown. Cause I remember the vow I made on any of those night drives. They ran from sunset to sunrise. Lord, don't let this be for nothing. Help me help someone, but I never guessed who I'd be helping. But now there's a reason for those nights as tears well up your eyes. Timing is everything, so I've heard it said. But you, a friend in need, you never turn your back. So lift up your head now, dry those eyes, and just focus on my voice. It seems like the end, but I promise you it's the true start of your life. Cause I remember the vow I made on any of those night drives. They ran from sunset to sunrise. Lord, don't let this be for nothing. Help me help someone, but I never guessed who I'd be helping. But now there's a reason for those nights as the tears well up in your eyes tonight.
I'm Josh Klevenstein. This is your home for local music. For local 518 every day. Keep it on 97.7 EXT. All right, so this is a traditional Adirondack song. Chris covers it. Dan Bergeron covers it. So once more, a lumber and go.
Come all you sons of freedom who are around this mountain's range. Come all you brave young lumber boys, listen while I sing. From the banks of the sweet Saranac, where its limpid waters flow, we'll range the wild woods over, and once more a lumbering go. Once more a lumbering go, and we'll range the wild woods over, once more a lumbering go. To the music of our axes we will make the woods resound, and many a tall and lofty pine is tumbling to the ground. And a night round our good campfires we'll sing while cold winds blow. We'll range the wild woods over, and once more a lumbering go. Once more a lumbering go, and we'll range the wild woods over, once more a lumbering go. You may tell me of your parties and your plays, but pity us, poor lumber boys, a-jouncing on our sleighs. And we ask no better pastime than to hunt the buck and doe. We'll range the wild woods over, and once more lumbering go. Once more lumbering go, and we'll range the wild woods over, once more lumbering go. We'll haste the girls to sea, with plenty to eat and plenty to drink. Contented we will go. We'll range the wild woods over, and once more a lumbering go. Once more a lumbering go, and we'll range the wild woods over, once more a lumbering go. When our useful days are over and our stories all grow old, we'll take to us each man a wife, settle on a farm. With plenty to eat and plenty to drink, contented we will go. We'll tell our wives of hard times and no more a lumbering go. One more a lumbering go, and we'll tell our wives of hard times, no more a lumbering go.
We're live at EXT, Local 518, Josh Klevenstein. That's a great old tune.
Yeah, that's a fun one. On that Adirondack album that was done, that my folks used to have the tape of, that was the lead song off of it. And anytime I hear his opening notes there, it's hard not to think of Chris or just being up in those mountains. And yeah, that song means a lot to me, and I'm guessing more than a few others too. You got all the local tie too about Glens Falls and all that.
What draws you to the Adirondack folk song sound? Because you played and you said some pretty heavy rocking bands.
Yeah.
As a drummer, right?
Both. I've done drums in heavy bands, done vocals in heavy bands, never guitar.
Okay.
I wish I could say it wasn't because I wasn't good enough, but it was definitely because I wasn't good enough. I think it's just because there's an honesty behind Adirondack folk music. There's a story behind almost every song, even the traditional ones. You know, Chris always said with a song like that one, with a big old refrain chorus like that, it'd be the kind of song that the guys would be singing as they'd be on sleds this time of year, going back to Glens Falls for Christmas time. And there's an authenticity to Adirondack folk music. Guys like Dan Bergen, you know, he has songs about sweaters, about doctors. Like, I mean, I guess a good summer can hear a song about anything, but I don't know. I think especially Chris really did good in his songs. Was he could give a pride and an authenticity to the simplest of stories, whether it's a fish on a trout line or a guy keeping his dignity in Christmas because he got fined for cutting down a tree. There's a lot of good stuff in there. I think I like music that's authentic, and yeah. I think something that the heavy music has a lot of in it. Not always easy to hear what they are saying in it. If we're willing to do the research, you'll find that authenticity is in there too.
Sure.
I think if you look through my music library, which takes up an unnecessary amount of space in my phone, you'll find that most of the stuff in there, it's a pretty common thread in there. What I try to bring with the set list that I play at the pub, music that folks can find that authenticity in, whether it's my own music or covers of Chris or Johnny Cash or any other stuff I cover in that set.
We're live at EXT with Josh Klevenstein. Josh, you mentioned the pub you play at. Let's actually tell people where that is. You're there monthly?
Yeah, once a month, sometimes twice, depending on what their schedule looks like. It's a little place called Across the Street Pub in Albany, New York. It's a place I've been going to for years and years and years. And about a year ago now, I was in there and they'd been our new ownership, and I was talking to the longtime bartender there, Danny. And I was like, so we gotta play some music here. Danny knows I messed around music here and there throughout the years. So I talked to the owner, I got him Greg. Yeah, they won't give me a shot. Just sent them a link to me messing around on YouTube one time and yeah, gave me the gig. It's been a regular thing ever since. It's a lot of fun. I mean, obviously I missed the days of playing a whole bunch of shows. You know, and this is way different for me, but after a year about doing it now, and I love it. In the process of like about 3 hours, your crowd changes a lot and you kind of develop different relationships with that crowd throughout the evening. You won one given night, the crowd kind of attached more to a certain type of songs in the set. Another night, it's other kinds.
Sort of the connection that you as a little kid in the car seat would with that old Chris Shaw recording, huh?
100%, man.
Yeah. Yep. Josh Clemenstein, thank you so much for stopping by today.
Oh, my pleasure, Chris. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. What would you like to finish up with here?
Being that I'm on the road a lot and coming home to my fiance is probably the best part of the week. I'd be remiss if I didn't play a song called Bend the Town and Back Again to kind of give Chris a salute and just anyone out on the road the salute to.
Been such a long time since I've been back this way. I miss your smile when morning greets the day. These rocky hills feel like a back porch friend. Cause I've been to town, now I'm back again. Across the heart of land, that road goes on and on. And past the window plays a mournful song. It's still, I love it through every mile and bend. Cause I've been to town, now I'm back again. Now a storm's blowing in from the Northland. Across the pass I can see that snowfall. I'm a-coming home just as fast as a man can. Through the night I can hear her heart call. Storms blowing in from the Northland. Across the pass I can see that snowfall. I'm a-coming home just as fast as a man can. Through the night I can hear her heart call. Seen the bright lights, I've heard the highway songs. Those truck stop midnights, Bloody Mary dawns. I've seen the faces of many longtime friends. Cause I've been to town, now I'm back again. Now a storm's blowing in from the Northland. Across the pass I can see that snowfall. I'm a-coming home just as fast as a man can. Through the night I can hear her heart call. Been such a long time since I've been back this way. I miss your smile when morning greets the day. These rocky hills feel like a back porch friend. Cause I've been to town, now I'm back again. I've been to town, now I'm back. Back again.
This is Josh Clevenstein. Thank you for being a member of WEXT Radio.